Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. Always a pleasure to welcome Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. Johnny in Houston. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm super Stevie J.
Mike Ditka, who's headed to Naples after his great work on ESPN over the weekend. Let's begin with Cincinnati-Houston. Heck of a game, Mike.
Well, it really was. I mean, and again, you know, the Houston team that we saw early in the year, it looked like it stepped up and came to play. I didn't think they still looked as sharp as some areas, but they have to understand if they're going to be successful, it's going to go through Arian Foster. That's where it's going to go through, and their defense.
Yeah, I thought they looked much better, and they needed that one because they hadn't been playing well at all. So lost the last 3 out of 4 and had to play the game at all. They were in good position to have one of those byes. And now, Mike, they're going to New England.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Well, hey, listen, that's part of it. I mean, it's the opportunity to get in the playoffs. Nobody says once you get in, it's going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be tough. But, these teams have they played their hearts out for a year, and they're not going to turn down that opportunity because they have to play New England or Denver or anybody else.
Yeah. All right, at night on Saturday, it was Minnesota and Green Bay, and I guess when Green Bay took down, was it Ponder got hurt, right?
Well, Ponder got hurt before the game. Nobody knew about it. He didn't even show up, and he had a young kid starting in there. So it's really, I don't know how much difference it would have made, but I think it took a lot of way because you really didn't have a threat at the quarterback position.
Well, it's hard to come into. He hadn't played, Mike, had he?
Not at all. He's never played one down.
You're going up to Green Bay in the playoffs, and boy, I'll tell you, we would have called that. I mean, he played good, but you're not going to win a lot of games with your backup. And boy, and then again, going to Green Bay, they're outside and playing inside a dome. It's harder to go in and out, I think. I mean, they try, but boy, they had some.
What was the game was the fact that Aaron Rodgers is really good.
Yeah.
And they didn't have their quarterback. I thought that was the whole football game.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. And how about Clay Matthews? When you poke the ball off the quarterback's hand and then you recover it yourself, that's a heck of a play.
Well, Clay Matthews is one of the best. And the thing about Green Bay, you got to be careful because they're starting to get a lot of guys healthy now. And, when they get their guys healthy, just the fact they got their safety back, they got a couple of linemen back. You know, they're not the greatest offensive line, but I tell you what, I've never seen a guy like that quarterback Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he buys times, he makes things happen. He's pretty daggone special.
All right, game Sunday, Indianapolis to Baltimore. It was all Baltimore, Mike.
Well, yeah, I think defense wins in this thing, and I think they missed Bruce Arians too. I mean, I don't think the play calling. I can't say that it could have been better, could have been worse. But all I'm saying is that I think when they have the kind of the things that happened to that club that happened to them, I really have to say that Andrew Luck has been a phenomenal quarterback this year. They were outscored by 30-some points as a team the whole year. I mean, they came back from winning 2 games a year before to 11 wins. Mm. I think they deserve a lot of credit. And yeah, they got beat fair and square by a better football team.
Yeah.
Well, and Steve, you have your offensive coordinator, like Mike said, he got sick this morning, and they didn't realize they weren't going to have him.
Mm.
And so he went to the hospital. And you talk about a difference in a football game, a sequencing and working back and forth and just, not really ready for that. I mean, you always got a backup plan, but, that's a key part of the game, and that hurt them. But Baltimore looked good, Mike. I'll tell you what, they want to keep playing for Ray Lewis maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. But
they really look good. I have to say that, again, Baltimore's got to go to Denver, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Stevie, watching that game, Antoine Bolden made 3 or 4 career catches. I don't know how you what kind of hands the guy have. He had one where he got the ball, and including the ball, he had the arm and hand of the defender pinned against his chest. Didn't matter. He just went down. If that would have been me, Mike, my hand and arm probably would have come off when he had the I tell you, the guy must have
some strong hands. No. You know better than that. Now, you would have speared that devil and took off running with it. I've seen John at his best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about the time you caught it between your legs and flipped around behind your back and over your head, and then you ran for touchdown? I remember that.
Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, ESPN 93.5, 95.3. Then the final playoff game of the weekend, Seattle at Washington. Washington jumps ahead 14-0. Seattle scores the final 24 points to win on the road. And then the questions to Mike Shanahan about his, well, injured quarterback.
That's exactly right. I think everybody could see after our first quarter that he wasn't exactly the same. But I've got a lot of players that aren't exactly the same. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that are exactly the same this time of year. But I still thought he could go in there and make the plays that he was capable of making against an excellent defense. You don't always have to run the football.
And, Mike, you certainly have been there, done that with Jim McMahon. I mean, how do you know when to take a guy out? If he's too hurt, if he's hurt versus injured, how do you do that?
Well, you got to rely in this situation. I think you really got to rely a lot on the doctor, guys. I mean, if the doctor says he can't do any further harm to that, then fine, I understand. If he says, hey, this is pretty serious stuff, we better get him out of there, you got to get him out of there. That's all there is to it. This guy is your future for a lot of years to come.
Well, he got hurt at the end and didn't come back in. I hope he's all right, and he definitely wasn't. He just wasn't the same. He wasn't the RG3 that started out. But Wilson looked pretty much top of his game at second half.
You could even see the way he was running in the last couple of weeks compared to the way he ran before he got hurt. He looked like he was dragging that leg quite a bit.
So that was a big difference in that game. And Seattle's been on a roll, and they're still going. I think they'll beat Atlanta.
Seattle's real good. They don't fear anybody.
We got Atlanta, who's had this remarkable year from the standpoint of getting home field all the way through. But yet, I don't believe them, Mike. I still think Seattle might be the team to beat.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it now. I think they sent a message to the whole National Football League right now. And as Tommy Jackson said it today yesterday on the show, he said, bigger, stronger, faster. And, that's what they are. Mm. They're bigger, stronger, faster. Those defensive backs are huge. And they physically, they got a good pass rush. Marshawn Lynch is a great running back. And Russell Wilson has as much poise as anybody I've ever seen playing that position.
Well, it'll be hard for Atlanta to manage him. And again, Atlanta still has something to prove, as far as I'm concerned, because they just didn't play that many teams, and they didn't dominate by any means.
Everybody said they played to the level of their opposition. Well, they better raise the level of their play, because if they don't, they're going to get beat.
Yeah, and of course, Green Bay at San Francisco, that ought to be a title bout, huh?
Well, that's going to be a great football game. I think, you got to include Seattle in there, but I think 49ers and the Green Bay Packers are two of the very best teams. The thing that makes Seattle interesting is they can play defense, they can run the ball, and they got a great quarterback. They do everything pretty well.
I think right now Green Bay might beat San Francisco.
Mm.
They haven't played quite as well the last five, six games.
No, they're not playing them in Green Bay. They're playing them in San Francisco,
yeah,
it's right?
in San Francisco, yep.
But
yeah.
I think Green Bay might beat them.
It might not be that easy.
So it'll be a good game, man. That's a heck of a matchup.
I mean, when push comes to shove, isn't it all about defenses and quarterbacks, isn't it, Mike?
Well, it is, and I think we understand that the game of football, professional football, has become an offensive-minded game. I mean, you look at what they're doing formation-wise and the way they run the different plays, the options, the read option. But it's really, if you've got a defense that can shut people down, you go in with a lot more confidence than anything else.
Well, and I think that's true. I think that's where, if you have any kind of a defense right now, you're going to rise to the top, because there are so many teams that just can't stop anybody. And if you can, you can have an edge in this league right now, because it's hard to come up with a defense that can stop these offenses.
All right, to other news, heard this story, can't believe it. I don't even know what you guys can say about it, but authorities in rural Russell County, Alabama, say they foiled a hate crime bombing plot at the local high school. Authorities say Derek Shrout had an elaborate plan to set off grenades at Russell High, according to a journal that was found by one of his teachers.
I don't know what to say, but I don't know where some of these people are getting these ideas, but it's incredible.
Where do you get a grenade anyway?
I don't know. Where do you buy a grenade? How do you?
I don't know.
I mean, it's his, and I don't know if one of these events triggers four other sick minds or, and again, we're in this quandary of you read these kind of stories. What are you supposed to do about it? You know, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'm glad they caught him. I know what to say there.
Yeah. It's just a head shaker. And of course, now we're seeing politically all the activity when it comes to gun control. And gun control alone isn't going to stop the mental illness and the way these guys are able to acquire weapons.
Right. No, well, I'll give them you don't need to be selling grenades. I'm going to go with that.
I agree with that. And these assault rifles and automatic stuff, you can question all of that. But these things that repeatedly come up are just devastating to read. And you say, what? How in the world? Why? All these things, I mean, that wouldn't happen in the 1950s. We had bad people. We didn't have people trying to blow schools up, I didn't think.
Well, you know, I think when you look at our society, you know, we have a great tendency. We take God out of everything in our society. I think we've become a different society. There's less of a caring and understanding what our fellow man is all about. It seems like we've become, you know, just disinterested in other people. It's become a very individualistic world. Not everybody. Now, I'm not saying everybody. There's people leading that way more and more. And, you know, I fly all the time, so I'm flying over these towns. I guess we were in Chicago yesterday. And to look out and see all the lights and all the cars and all the people, they're like that all over the country. They were like that way up in Connecticut. They were like that way in Florida. There's a lot of people, and I don't know how many people really get what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's a lot of people that are pretty good folks and a lot of peace, considering there's 300 million of us.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
You're right. Yeah. And you see all those lights and all the people, Steve, that are enjoying life, I think. But some of it's just, I don't know, a desire for maybe notoriety. I think maybe some of these reality shows get people thinking, I want some attention. Maybe that's part of it.
John, if that's the case, so why not go out and invent something?
Yeah.
Why not to be productive instead of going out and getting a guy who's killing a bunch of kids?
No kidding.
Or neighbor. I mean, it makes no sense at all. What do you really accomplish? Your life's going to be taken eventually, and it should be taken by the penal system. But if you're taking people out of our society who were productive people, who had loving, caring families, I mean, to me, that's the most despicable thing. I'm so appalled by what happened up in Sandy Hook that I just don't understand why, and I'll go back to that again. Why would anybody have a semi-automatic? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, the NHL looks like they're going to play hockey. Mike, does anybody care?
I think they lost a lot of fans, guys. I'm sorry, but I'm sure once they start again, it'll come back. I have been watching some hockey, you know, Sweden and Russia and the Americans, some of those junior hockey things. They were pretty daggone good. But I tell you, the fans will come back, but I think right now there's a little disinterest.
Well, too, Mike, I've always noticed that those hockey fans are special folks, Steve. They're going to watch that game. They love that game.
You're right about that. There's only 30,000 up in Chicago, but they're in every game.
Yeah. Okay, Chuck Hagel to be nominated, maybe?
Chuck Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the state of Israel in our nation's history.
Okay, that's Lindsey Graham. I don't know if that's going to go well, Johnny.
I don't know, Chuck Hagel. Antagonistic toward Israel wouldn't surprise me because we haven't been that supportive of Israel. It's been a much less solid relationship that I've observed, and I think Netanyahu would agree, and he's the president of Israel right now. But I can't comment a whole lot on Chuck Hagel. I don't know much about him, Mike.
Yeah. Well, we better reach down and pull our head out of the sand because we don't want to antagonize our best ally in the Middle East. And if this president doesn't understand that and this Congress doesn't understand that, then they're fools. You better take your fans where you find them, and this is a solid friend and an ally. And they have defended themselves in this world as a small nation for a long, long time because they have the courage and they've committed to being able to stand alone. But I wouldn't antagonize Israel if I was this country. I think that we got to look at over there. We got to say, hey, there's a lot worse than Israel, believe me.
Okay. And we've made the commitment that we need to continue to honor.
Yeah.
Well, but
right.
What does this mean anymore? I mean, these are the times. Wow, that was yesterday. Yesterday.
Unfortunately, that's right. And Stevie, we can't do that. We've got to get back to that.
No question. Finally, did any of you see? And it's still going on, but the golf in Hawaii. Oh my gosh, they just couldn't. It was supposed to be Friday through Monday, and now it's through Tuesday. Anyway, the winds are 60 mile an hour. You just couldn't play any golf, Mike.
Well, I'm going to try to play golf down in Florida this week, but I'm telling you right now, I couldn't play if the wind was blowing 1 mile an hour, and these guys are trying to playing 60 miles an hour. That's crazy.
I mean,
that would be dangerous.
They had 3-foot putts going 10 feet past. I mean, it was just it's tough to play.
Well, if you got it in your back, I guess you might get a little.
Yeah, well, you can't. I think that's one thing you can't ask those professionals. I mean, that's their livelihood. That's what they do. You can't ask them under conditions like that to go out and play the game of golf.
But
you wouldn't ask it of a baseball player or a football player or a basketball player. Why would you do it? Or a tennis player. Why would you do it with a golfer?
Well, listen, Mike, I know you're going to have a great week at golf. I mean, I just know you're going to have a great week.
Yeah, I'm sure eventually I might even break 95.
Well, at least you're playing, and your shoulder feels all right? You're all right moving around?
You know, guys, it's not worth complaining about. It doesn't feel as good as it should, but it doesn't feel as bad as it could either, so I'm okay.
All right, guys, we'll leave it there. I'll call you on Friday, but always a pleasure. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, thank you ever so much.
All right, guys, thank you. God bless you. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. All right, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, did not say it.
Nope.
No stopping moment. Nobody wins any money today. Listen, Friday.
Now, ready?
Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5, 93.5.